Hello everyone, this is Dr. Mrinal Mathis and today I will be talking to you about ultrasound, aka sonography. I am sure almost each one of you would have come across ultrasound at some point in your life, either for abdominal pain or thyroid problems or irregular menses or just as a part of general health checkup. All the 21st century mothers must be very familiar with this test, as ultrasound is the imaging modality of choice for the growing baby and is done multiple times during pregnancy. In this podcast, I will try to explain to everything you need to know about ultrasound as briefly as possible. So let's get started. As the name suggests, ultrasound uses sound waves to produce pictures of the inside of the body. Typical sonographic machines operate in the frequency range of 2 to 18 MHz, which is hundreds of times greater than the limit of human hearing. Unlike X-rays and CT scan, which use ionizing radiation, there is no risk of radiation involved in ultrasound imaging and hence can be done any number of times. Now, the working principle of ultrasound imaging is same as the sonar used by bats, ships, and fishermen. When a sound wave strikes an object, it bounces back or echoes. By measuring these echo waves, it is possible to determine how far away the object is, as well as the object's size, shape, and consistency, that is, whether the object is solid or filled with fluid. Ultrasound machine consists of a computer console with a display screen and an attached transducer or probe. This transducer is a handheld device like a microphone, which sends out inaudible high-frequency sound waves into the body and receives the returning echoes, which are used to produce the ultrasound image. Simple? So what are the uses of ultrasound? Sonography is effective for imaging soft tissues of the body. It is used to examine not just the abdomen or growing baby, as some of you might think, but many of the body's internal organs, such as eyes, neck, including thyroid and parathyroid glands, chest, to look for any fluid in the lungs or breast lumps, heart and blood vessels, which is known as echocardiogram or echo for short. Ultrasound of the abdomen and pelvis is the most commonly asked examination and includes sonography of liver, gallbladder, spleen, pancreas, kidneys, urinary bladder, uterus, ovaries, prostate, and unborn child, that is fetus, in pregnant patients. Ultrasound can also be used in newborn babies to look for abnormalities in the brain, hips, and spine. It is especially useful in examining subcutaneous body structures such as muscles, tendons, joints, and scrotum. Often you'd hear stories like the doctor is suspecting cancer and has asked for a biopsy, right? Well, biopsies can also be done under the guidance of ultrasound and is most useful in diagnosing breast and thyroid cancer. A special form of sonography is Doppler study. It is used to evaluate the blood flowing in arteries and veins throughout the body. Doppler ultrasound images can help in identifying blockages to blood flow, such as clots, increased blood flow, which may be a sign of infection, tumors, and congenital vascular malformations. How should you prepare for the test? Generally, for ultrasound abdomen and pelvis, you will be asked to drink up to 6 glasses of water 2 hours prior to your exam and avoid urinating so that your bladder is full when the scan begins. See, what happens is that when there is a lot of rush in the hospital, sometimes the receptionist forgets to give this instruction, and then after waiting for 2 to 3 hours when you finally enter the ultrasound room for scanning, the radiologist sends you back saying the bladder is not full. And that becomes very annoying. So I suggest you yourself ask at the reception if you need a full bladder for the exam. Also, it is advisable not to eat anything immediately before the exam, as gallbladder will get contracted, resulting in suboptimal evaluation, in which case you will be asked to come back with overnight fasting. How is the procedure performed? For most ultrasound exams, you will be asked to lie face up on an exam table or bed. The radiologist or sonographer will apply a water-based gel to the area of the body being studied. This gel helps the transducer to make secure contact with the body and eliminate air pockets between the transducer and the skin so that sound waves can travel freely. This gel might feel a bit cold and is sticky, but can be wiped off easily with tissues. And any portions that are not wiped off will dry quickly, so you need not fret over it. The ultrasound gel does not usually stain or discolor clothing. The transducer is placed on the body and moved back and forth over the area of interest. Normally, ultrasound images are two-dimensional and black and white. With latest technology, 3D and 4D images can also be obtained, which are often golden in color. Short real-time videos of ultrasound can also be saved on the computer. Most ultrasound exams are painless, fast, and easily tolerated. Special ultrasound exams in which the transducer is inserted into an opening of the body, such as transvaginal or transrectal, they may produce minimal discomfort. Most ultrasound examinations are completed within 30 minutes. However, Doppler studies can take longer. What are the limitations of ultrasound imaging? Ultrasound waves are disrupted by air or gas. Therefore, ultrasound is not an ideal imaging technique for the air-filled intestine. Similarly, ultrasound cannot penetrate bone, so not suitable for bone problems. Also, obese patients are more difficult to image by ultrasound because greater amounts of tissue weaken the sound waves. The average price for an ultrasound abdomen and pelvis is somewhere between 1,000 to 1,500 bucks. Lastly, I would like to add a few points about the role of ultrasound in pregnancy. Typically, sonography is done 4 to 5 times in uncomplicated pregnancies. In first trimester, around 6 to 8 weeks, to establish the dates of pregnancy and to determine the number of fetuses. In early second trimester, around 11 to 14 weeks, to do NT scan, which determines early anomalies in the growing baby. In mid second trimester, around 18 to 20 weeks, to do anomaly scan, which is detailed study of the anatomy of the fetus. In early third trimester, around 28 to 30 weeks, to do Doppler scan, which monitors blood supply to the baby and fetal growth. And finally, in late third trimester, around 34 to 36 weeks, to determine the position of a fetus, like whether it is cephalic or breech, and to check the amount of amniotic fluid and to assess the placenta. That's all for today. If you have any queries in this topic, you can DM me on my Instagram account, therealmj_09. Thank you.